CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. None being heard, I do have a few announcements. I've been asked to announce the Roadshow Radio Club is having a swap fest and demo on May the 10th at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Genizio Mexican Restaurant on Spartanburg Highway in Henderson. They're doing an APRS demo and a fox hunt, and there'll be a little small swap fest or swap meet. I've been to it a year or so ago. It's a good time. Come out and meet the other local hams. And then also, remember, next Saturday is the Greenville testing session at the Red Cross Center at 940 Grove Road, and that's in Greenville. And then also, there's a testing session at the Ingalls on Spartanburg Highway, and the address for that one is 625 Spartanburg Highway, Hendersonville, North Carolina, and that is at 9 a.m. And if you, does anyone need any fills on any of that information? With that, we'll move back over to the net, and we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGQ portion. And we will start with our pre-net check-ins tonight. And first on that list is KC4WGG, that is Patrick, in Rome, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, and he is down in Pendergrass, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. John, KF4CKT, and he is down there in Honey Pass. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Next, we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next is Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, to make their home down there in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they make their home up here in Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Greg, KO4WTQ, out of Greer. Next on our list is Mike, K4GAT, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, out of Traveler's Rest. And last on our pre-net check-in is Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And with that, tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. KO4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. KO4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. She's in Wear Shoals and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 is to you and all on the net.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
K4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KO4HKX in the Blues 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They make their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And she is down there in Ware Shoals. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, good to hear you tonight. And I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, KR4ACR, and he is down there in Moore. And Terry, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hey, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry, and Kenner, North Carolina. It's good to hear you tonight, Patrick. I'll be negative, negative, and thanks.
KO4HKX and the Blues 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. Makes his home over in Candler. And Harry, it's good to be heard tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful week. With that, we will try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
SKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say it's 73 for each one of you.
M4HKX, please copy Kilo, Uniform, Niner, Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville.
HKX, thank you for being there for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would please. Everyone have a good night. Thank you again, Patrick. 73.
Control. Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. And please mark me out in and out as well. Over.
KO4HKX and the Blues 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO. And he's over there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J. And he is up there in Hendersonville, or over there in Hendersonville for me. Steve, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home down in Greer, and Larry, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with us, and I really hope you get to feeling better soon. Miss our little QSO and RAGCHU after the net or check-ins here. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Joe, KK4JD. and he is down there in Greer. And Joe, thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me also. It is my pleasure to check y'all in. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. With that pause, we'll move on up to Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we'll see if we can't drag some of them out when we get to the big group. But we'll move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Nice to hear you tonight. Thanks for calling on that. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, sir, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Well, Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QOD, this is Chris Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you calling the net. Also, Patrick, those automated nets make it feel like we take y'all for granted, but I do appreciate it. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris. What's up?
It's KX. Nick and everybody on the net, please check in. KC4SKD. Name is Larry. Also, KG4AHS Rhonda. Both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, Patrick. Thank you for calling the net. And I'd like to bring along my younger brothers by telephone relay. N9TEC Randall in Asheville. And also KF4GGF Charlie. He's in Goose Creek. And good evening to everybody on the net, KC4SKD.
This is KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, hope you're feeling better, and I hope you have been behaving so Miss Bernice doesn't have to get after you too much. And then we'd like to welcome a good friend, Chris, KO4QLG, and he makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, yeah, the automated nets, definitely not as interesting. And I don't know what to say about them. Not something I like, but hopefully we'll have some new net controllers step up here before long and give us a hand. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Friday night net controllers. That is Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS. And they make their home down there in Easley. And his two younger brothers. First one is N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall. He makes his home up in Asheville. Then we've got Charlie, KF4GGF. He is down in Goose Creek. And Larry, thanks for coming by and checking in with me. Pleasure to check you and your family in, and hope everyone is doing well and having a look forward to having a great week. With that, we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll move on up to the patient group tonight, and that was Uniform to Zulu, Uniform to Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Patrick, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, WB4ZPH. And he makes his home down there in Taylor's. And David, good to hear you. And sir, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. This is Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
This is KO4HGX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along his bride, Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They made their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for checking you and Miss Angela in. Good to hear you. With that, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in KB2GUN Bill over here at Mills River.
Check. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Whiskey 4, Kilo Whiskey Sierra, KW4, KWS. Kevin in Etowah. We're just going to listen tonight, Patrick.
Please check in KR4, AGF, Chris and Cameron.
If you would, please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo, Tango, WW4, JET, Matthew here, Northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KO4HGX on Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN. He makes his home up here in Mills River, which is just north of me. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, KW4, KWS, and he makes his home in Etowah, which is just right out the road from me, for sure. Then we've got Mr. Chris, KR4AGF, and he's over in Candler. And Chris, good to hear you. And thank you for coming by and checking in with us tonight. Then we've got our net control manager. That is Mr. Dave, W4DJW. Makes his home down there in Greer. And Dave, good to hear you tonight. And thanks for everything you do for us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. Makes his home down there in Pickens. And Matthew, what day might be a good day to catch up with you this week?
I'm available tomorrow and Tuesday this week. Tomorrow and Tuesday. And not until Saturday after that.
I will try to get you that information you asked for earlier here after the net. And if not, it'll be first thing in the morning. And maybe I can catch up with you one day this week.
But no rush at all. You know, we'll have one here for you, so no problem.
Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Alpha Delta. This is John in Pisgah Forest, and I will be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is KO4HKX. We'd like to welcome Mr. John, KR4AAD, and he's up here in Pisgah Forest. And John, you and I are practically neighbors, so good to hear you, and thanks for checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate that. Look forward to hearing you as often as you can. And with that, we'll keep trying as long as we can get check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for now. I don't have any Echo Link stations. I see Richard over there. He's been listening, but he checked in on the pre-net. So, Richard, I appreciate you being there. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portions of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2s. And I don't have anyone down for RAC 2, so have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Jay? Go ahead, this is KO4HKX.
Patrick, I just wanted to ask you, do you plan on being at Ingalls Saturday? Or I heard through the grapevine that you may have a surgery coming up, but not when.
I have ligament surgery coming up. Find out in the morning a little more information about that. Looking at having my right knee replaced. So everything is just a tentative for me right now until I can get down. But I was going to try to go to a ham fest, and I want to say it's in Greenville, North Carolina. But I'm not sure. I've got to look up the information on it again this weekend. So if I don't go to it, I will more than likely be there. Steve, I appreciate you checking in.
Patrick, I do have one announcement.
Go ahead with your announcement then.
On Saturday, May 10th, the Rocho Amateur Radio Club is going to be having their first Juanicio's Restaurant Parking Lot Tailgate Swap Fest of the year, and there's also going to be an APRS demonstration, a group of hams that are going to put on a very informative and educational event. So I'll have more details on that as we get closer, but I just wanted to mention that May 10th, Saturday, Juanicio's Parking Lot on Spartanburg Highway in Hendersonville. And thank you for letting me get that plug in, Patrick. I wish you all the best, and hope to see you maybe Saturday. So, KM4HKX, this is KU9J, back to net.
Hey, thank you for bringing that information along. Again, I announced that at the first of the net, but I'm sure there are people in here that were not at the first of the net and could catch it again. So I'll ask, does anybody need any feels on that information that Steve brought in? All right, Steve, again, thank you for coming in here. And if I don't have anything else come up, like I said, I will look forward to seeing you Saturday. And thanks again for bringing that announcement in. With that, we've got an EchoLink station, so I'm going to pause right here and give our EchoLink station priority. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Annette. Negative, negative.
Excuse me, KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. When the net's over, give me a call on the radio here. This is NJRLGR.
KO4HKX. Roger that, Tom. I'll finish up here and I'll give you a shout. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, who makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. Been watching for your call to pop up on EchoLink there, so glad to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Jennifer have a great week. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. One more time, please, sir.
Yes, sir. My total call sign is KQ4KTU. Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KQ4KTU, and he over there in Hendersonville. And Scott, you're not too far from me either. Looks like you're over there toward Cummins Cove. Out that way. So good to hear you, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. Do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Hey, Ace. Finally got the hours done up here, but anyway, it's good to hear you and tell Alicia every night I was asking, but please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you for calling the net. Good evening, you and Mr. Lee. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up in Fletcher, and Sid calls the 146640 machine up here off of Barawalla. And quite a few of you should be able to reach the end of that repeater. That repeater does have very good coverage. It's a little bit higher than the 610, so it does get across the mountain. And it does have a tone of 91.5. Again, that is 146640 with a tone of 91.5. And Sid calls that net starting at 8 o'clock. So that is definitely a good place to go get your radio warmed up. And for those of you that like to do slow scan, Zach calls a slow scan net on that same repeater starting at 7 o'clock. And I know he'd love to have you check in over there with him, and it doesn't take a lot of fancy equipment to do that from what Sid told me, and I have experimented a little bit with it. There's an app you can download on your phone, and as long as your phone can hear your radio, it can download the picture. So, and to send a picture, you just hold your phone up close to the mic and press the PTT, and it will send a picture for you. So it's not that complicated. There's other ways to do it, but that is the cheapest way that I know of to do it. And I know you will enjoy those nets, and they will enjoy having you. So does anybody need any feels on that? All right, with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, KBGGUN.
This is KO4HKX. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I caught the East William surgery. I walked in on the end of it.
May be having a knee replacement. I'll find out tomorrow exactly what we're going to do. So right now I've just kind of been preparing for that because one side of my knee is bone on bone. So I'll either get a partial or a full knee, looks like it. So. That's as much as I know at this time.
Yeah, well, it'd probably be worth it to go get a total. I have three total knee replacements on one leg, and plus a fracture tibia bonus, which I have a screw broke off into there. So, and plus I'm getting ready to go back and have surgery on my back again. So this will be the third surgery on my back again.
Well, hoping just to get the partial, to be honest with you, because the total knee doesn't last but maybe 20 years, and I don't want to outlive it. I don't want to have it again if I can help it. So that's why I would like to get the partial if all possible, but man, you will see tomorrow morning. Until then, I'm just kind of waiting around.
Okay, but I think the probably the total probably it might be a little bit better than getting the partial just in case they may have to go back in there again because I wasn't planning on having the second of the two knee replacements, but I fell on one, or I fell the first time, and then the second time it just came apart, came off of the off the bone, the hardware came apart from the bone, so it left the space in there. So that's what happened all three times with me. So, well, yeah, that's three times.
And I hate that you had to have that done, and I'm still pretty young. So, I've made it almost 50 years. Next month will be 50. Without any kind of surgeries, broken bones or stitches or anything, and then looks like 50 is going to be downhill for me.
That's probably where I started at was 55 when I had my first knee surgery on my knee, but after then, I feel like everything else was being cut on. I had both shoulders done, my back done, My left knee done three times, and plus the tibia bone, which the screw broke off in the tibia bone. But the left knee was a work injury.
HKX and Brewers 2-meter net. Well, Bill, like I said, I'm hoping that for the best, but, you know, you never know until tomorrow when I meet with the surgeons. Like I said, I'm trying not to get my hopes up about any of it.
When you get a chance, give me a call. Let me know what the status is. And, I'll try to send you an email. I think I got your email sent around somewhere. But I'll get back to you, let you know about the about my third back surgery. But you have a great one. Tell the wife to say hello from it, from this side. KB2 to you and clear.
You having to go in for a third back surgery. Hopefully they'll get whatever is going on fixed this time. Third time's the charm. So definitely keep your inner thoughts and prayers, and appreciate you coming in here tonight and checking in with me. But with that, we will try again. See if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4 HKX.
HKX. Check in, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWF. Name's Colin, and I'm located in Middle Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX. We'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CWF, and he is over there in Middle Springs. And Colin, good to hear you tonight, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And look forward to talking to you on down the log. Have to give you a buzz one day this week and see what you've been up to. With that, are you going to hang around for comment? I missed that.
Be listening to W4CWF.
Thanks for coming in here, though, and hope you and the family have been doing good. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that pause, I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net. And you can come by and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. I know you'll enjoy his net, and he'd love to have you check in with him. So I invite you back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. to check in with Mr. Duncan. And with that, I will send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX. So TR, this is KO4HKX.
Hope you're doing okay. I'm freezing now. I just ate some chocolate chip ice cream. I'm sure you feel sorry for me. Not. Oh, I just want to tell you, I didn't know it did well on the net necessarily. Some real tragic happened here tonight. I was sitting at the supper table there, and, you know, looking out the front window, and I thought I seen something flash by. Well, didn't think anything about it, and we finished eating. I seen the neighbors out front. And we'd heard some sirens, but it was quite a ways off. Therefore, I went out, looked out the front window, then I walked out front. And good Lord, there was highway patrol, sheriffs, EMTs, ambulances, and everything else. And there was two adults, and they were riding those little scooters like we bought our grandkids. You know, the little two-wheel ones, the little electric ones. And there were, you know how big this hill is out here out front. Well, they were going right to left. In other words, east to west down that hill. One of them got to the bottom of the hill. And these guys were like 30 years old, I guess. One of them lost control. It threw him off in front of the minister's house down there at the bottom of the hill. And his wife came out and did CPR on the guy for over 40 minutes. And, you know, by then the emergency people had arrived too. And he died out there in the middle of the road. It just shook us up. I mean, it's so tragic, and then come find out his wife was down there, and they had his wife and him had three little kids.
This is KO4HKX. Tom, that is just a tragic story, but it just goes to show you how fragile our lives really are in this great world we live in.
Yeah, I feel so sorry for them. I don't know them. They said they live up the top of the hill. But, you know, everybody, I had a guy on the radio here, a real nice fella, tell me one day, he says, yeah, he says, that's a rite of graduation to Blue Ridge High School. Just up north of us there is to go down Brown Road, down that hill, you know, like 100 miles an hour and make the girls scream or whoever, and even at night. And everybody, including the neighbors here at times, down the road, they use it for their own personal racetrack. And nobody will come out and do anything about it. And they won't put speed bumps on the road up there. They did a traffic survey years ago. But they built that O'Neill addition over there since then. And there's just hundreds of cars now. More than when they did that survey. And they said, no, there's not enough traffic to merit putting speed bumps down there. And I called. I went over to the shooting range and talked to a real nice sheriff's officer over there. And I asked him, I said, could you come out and run radar there? And I said, they done it years ago. And I said, it really shakes them up for a long time because we got frequent flyers that go down through here real fast. It's 25 miles an hour down that hill. And anyways, he gave me the phone number and name of a guy down at the sheriff's department. And I called down there and got the runaround and finally got to a place I could leave a message. They never did call back, Patrick.
I hate that, Tom, and unfortunately, our law enforcement are so busy with other calls and other things anymore that it's hard to take care of all the little details. They tend to fall through the cracks, unfortunately, and people just take advantage of that. So it is unfortunate that that's the world we live in nowadays.
The first ones we call on, and they're the first ones that responds. And you can't only pay a guy to be a police officer anymore because there's just no respect for him. If you ever watch this police on patrol, and it's just pitiful what, especially the younger generation, but not only them, how they talk to police officers. Now, my dad, I'd have took my teeth home in a doggy bag if I'd have talked to a police officer that way. Sure ain't that way now. I guess I'm just getting old, Patrick. But the world, it is changing, and you got to have some incentive for police officers. And when they talk about defunding the police and all of that, and God, that should be the first one we fund. But and they're stretched too thin. And we never see a police officer out here, hardly ever, unless there's a reason, you know, an accident or a theft or something like that. But I felt so bad, and so did Bernice, for that family. I just wanted to share it with you, because I know you're familiar with that hill. You come down there in that big truck of yours, and I imagine you have to gear down. But you can coast down that hill 50, 55 miles an hour. But a few years ago, a couple of boys come down through there, and on the third try, they estimated them to be doing 125 miles an hour, and they're in a Ford Taurus. And when they got in front of our house, they went airborne, turned over, and wound up four houses down on its top. And the highway patrolman said, we're going to estimate 125 miles an hour. And they wound up in this guy's yard and hit a tree. And they crawled out of that car, unhurt. yeah, if they did anything to them. But, they could wind up in your bedroom like you see on TV all the time now, these people driving into houses, you know?
For HKX? Yeah, unfortunately, and the same thing is going on up here in the mountains, and our roads are nowhere near as nice as what's down there, width-wise and flat. You go around some of these curves over here, and you got a 300 or 400 foot drop, and no guardrails on a lot of it, but people moving in here, and they're thinking it's their own private racetrack, and a lot of the same things happening there. Just inexperienced and don't know the area and don't respect it.
It's a shame. Well, I just thought I'd share that with you because you're out here every now and then to know the area, and just a dirty shame, and pray for that family because, wow, they said she was inconsolable. I can imagine she was down there at the accident. But I think, you know, there'd have been a good chance you'd have walked away from it if they had helmets on. But who'd have thought those little old electric two-wheel scooters like we rode when we were children would get to going fast enough to kill somebody? And she had a really bad head injury. I won't describe it, but it was bad. He must have hit that concrete awful hard. And the minister's wife worked on him 40 minutes. And I imagine she's in bad shape, too, now. But I didn't even know what was going on until I walked out there and seen the neighbors all gathered up. Anyways, take care, Patrick. Let me know how you do with your knee, and we'll catch you down the line. I just wanted to tell somebody about that that was close to us. KO4HKX and 0TR73. Good night, Patrick.
Thanks for coming in here and talking to me a little bit. Do appreciate it. And I will let you know tomorrow when I find out what's going on. And I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good week. And just so you know, I don't know if I will see you Thursday or not. So I don't know exactly how my week's going to go yet. But I appreciate you you and Miss Bernice both in a friendship. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.